The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, we do, and I didn't expect to be talking about it this way again. But here we are. Let's just cancel 2020, man. Let's do it. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch. And it's a Friday Friday. Let's try to have some fun. This has been the crappiest day ever, Hoffman, so I want to enjoy this today. I want the people to have some fun.
I don't know what to tell you then, Fred, and I can't help you with crappy days. Today's a great day. It's a great day to be alive in Houston, Texas.
Well, for those of you who are alive, yeah.
Right.
It's fantastic. But I am back home today because of someone came in yesterday that I was in contact with, who apparently was in contact with somebody who had the Rona on Sunday. So while I think it's a less than 1% chance I've picked anything up, I figure until that person gets test results and we find out they don't have it, safest thing for me to do is not come in there and maybe get everybody else sick with something that I probably already have and probably won't get.
Probably.
Yeah. But even if it's 1%, what's the big deal? I can do the show from home.
Big deal.
Yeah. And you know, at least I,
but basically what we're saying really is Fred's got the Rona now.
No, Fred does not have the Rona. Fred will tell you if he gets the Rona. No, I would tell you if I had the Rona, and I told everybody I hung out with last night that, hey, I'm just going to go on lockdown until I find out whether or not this person actually has it. And even if I didn't get close enough in my mind, nor did I use any of the same equipment or any of that stuff. So I feel like I'm fine, but I just don't want to risk anybody. What the hell? I mean, that's a problem, right?
Let me tell you, and this is what I guess people are now realizing, and this is what we tried to tell you from the beginning. There, when we decided as a state, not just as a state, as a company, but I mean, when as a city, as a county, when we decided to open things up again, this was what, maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now, we really decided to start opening up the doors again, getting back to business as usual. There was always going to be this underlying risk that there was just going to be more cases. That was just, it was almost a given. And what's happening now is, I was supposed to have a meeting today and someone was like, hey, he called me today and was like, hey, I know we were supposed to meet up today, but a coworker of mine, his roommate tested positive, just so you know. And it's like, how many degrees of separation do you have to be before you can interact with someone? Like, are we open where we're not scared to have interaction with each other? And every time you run into someone who knows someone who had it, I was saying earlier, it reminds me of like the early days of the AIDS epidemic when it's like, if you shook someone's hands, now maybe you've got the AIDS. Oh my God. Like you're a leper. I mean, the person who came in yesterday might not even have it. He just knows someone who has it, and he saw right. that person. So
right.
it's this is going to be part of the deal, man. If we don't want to, and I know it seemed anyway, the majority of people didn't want to be locked in their houses forever. They wanted commerce to get back going. They wanted their normal lives to go back to happening. This is kind of what's got to happen for that to, like, you have to accept that there are going to be positive tests. You just have to. Otherwise, we should have stayed in our houses for another couple months and just rotted there. That was like, that was the choices. That really was. And New York, we're seeing their numbers decline while Texas is rise up, up, and up. It's no coincidence because New York got, like, they all got it early. We're all getting it this wave. Pipe down, dog. But this is our time where we're going to be seeing a lot of positive tests. And Lena Hidalgo, whether you think she's crazy or not, I don't really have much of a thought about her. I don't understand why a judge has so much power. But she's saying that we're at level orange. And all I understand about that is, like, how safe is it to get in the water? And orange is usually like, you probably don't want to get in that. There's probably a lot of poop in the water in Galveston on an orange day, right? And you might think, well, so just be safe, be careful, but just realize that the reality is by opening things back up and just in as human nature, I think, is we start to let our guard down a little bit. Like, people will be like, oh, maybe I don't need to disinfect. Maybe I don't need to use hand sanitizer. Maybe it's okay to go into this store without a mask. And as we let our guard down, which is, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's human nature to sort of fade back to what your routine is. As we do that, there's going to be more cases spreading.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that I'm not really any more worried about that than I would be if somebody had coughed on me with a flu. But I am cognizant of the fact that other people, if there's any chance of me spreading it, then, you know, there's no reason to. I mean, I can be fine right here for however long I need to be here. So, yeah, the numbers are going to go up as testing goes up. But the main thing to keep an eye on is the hospital beds. And if that turns into a situation where the hospitals are getting full, then that was the problem they were trying to, you know, evade in the first place. So that, I think, is where we need to kind of keep our focus. But it's just my choice. I mean, I could have come in today. I just feel like there's no point, right? Until I know that that person doesn't have it and that I didn't come into contact with it, then, you know, and then if he does, then I'll have to go and get a test myself and find out. And if I have to be here for 2 weeks, I'll be here for 2 weeks. It's not a big deal. I can pull back on stuff, but it's not fun. I mean, I had plans this weekend to go visit with some friends, and I'm not going to do that now either, just because there's no point. I mean, you don't, it even if it's 1%, let's not give it to anybody else. So, and I love it. First text of the day, so much for the mask theory. Hey, the mask thing is probably what would have kept. I'm
yeah,
still
because
wearing
everyone's
masks.
Been wearing a mask. Like, everyone's yeah. been so diligent about wearing masks.
Well, and let me be honest, you guys who aren't, you're part of the problem. And that's what's causing it to continue to spread. Is if you're going to go out, go out. I'm all for it. Just be smart about it. And you're not being smart. And, you know, that's why stuff like this is going to keep being a problem. Is because people just aren't being smart.
Well, people That's just all. Aren't smart.
Yeah, a person is smart. People are stupid. I don't remember what movie I heard that in, but I've never heard anything more true.
It was Men in Black.
It was Men in Black? Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect description. So, yeah, so I'm not ideal, but I figured, what the hell, just do the show from home and not go anywhere until I know whether or not this person has it. And if they do, then I'll have to go get tested myself. If not, I'll be back in studio and no problem.
All right.
So, yeah, and then some other things today. I mean, I had an incident with one of the animals that's going to get me in trouble that I'm going to have to deal with. That was real fun. And some really bad news because, You know, last night we went to our steak night at Lucky's Lodge. Well, tonight is the last night of Lucky's Lodge and Lucky's Pub in Edo.
Whoa.
Which, two of, well, and Lucky's Pub is an iconic place, man. That's where, I mean, we've done shows there, but the Astros games, before Dynamo games, before Roughneck games, before UH games, that's been the place. And I have a bunch of friends there, and it's really freaking depressing. But, yeah, they're shutting down as of tonight. So, in fact...
So you're getting down... Eric's, well, I guess you're not getting down there tonight because you're self-isolating.
Yeah, I'm not getting anywhere now until I'm in the clear. But, matter of fact, Eric Sandler just posted a story to Culture Map about that. So if you're curious about what happened, it's now on Culture Map. That sucks. So... Hey, we got through the first segment without talking about your Twitter beef. We're going to have to spend some time on that in the next one.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because I didn't really get on to Twitter today because we had a long meeting this afternoon and a bunch of other stuff. And I get on Twitter and there's only two people in my mentions for like 500 tweets. What the hell?
Yeah.
So, We'll talk about that when we come back, but it's a Friday. We're gonna have some fun here, no matter how we have to do it. So I'm guessing there's music. I'm gonna say
there is.
The break, and that's the one thing I miss about being in studio is hearing the music. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and it's funny we were talking about that, but University of Houston has suspended all voluntary workouts for student-athletes because of six symptomatic cases.
Level orange! Beep, 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 orange! It's level orange!
But... Yeah, so I mean, this is going to happen, right? And this is going to happen in sports. It's one of those things. If a couple players test positive, you got to stop the team stuff, right?
It's what soccer said. It's what the NBA has said. It's really what the UFC said. We can't let one positive test come in the basically shut down everything. We cannot let that happen. We've got to roll with the punches.
But what about? Three or four positive tests on one team.
That's where the problem comes into play, certainly.
That's the difference between basketball and UFC. And we've talked about this. UFC can contain things a lot better than soccer, basketball, hockey, any of these sports, because there is so much contact between guys on different teams. And if you get three or four guys on one team that have it, what do you do? I think that's going to be the problem.
Well, I think it's hard to say, you know, when that's going to happen. When's it safe to go back to normal? I don't know. I will say this: if we wait for, and this is what everybody said for, you know, they were yelling at me about not being all upset about being locked up. But if you're waiting for, you know, we were waiting for the flattening of the curve. If you're waiting until there's no risk, you're waiting forever at this point. I really believe that.
Yeah, I agree. And I just think we should be cautious. And you've talked about this before, the damn Rona. If you're sick, don't come to work.
Yeah.
If you think you might have picked something up, don't come to work. Well, guess what? I'm not coming to work. And I think there's less than 1% chance that there's anything to worry about. But that's why not be cautious? You know, why not? And yeah, I keep getting anti-master. The masks are a joke. People don't wear them correct anyway. So no masks here, boys. Okay, don't wear one. But
hello, it ain't, level orange.
It ain't for you. You know, the thing is, I've been out quite a bit, and there's 80% of the people aren't wearing them. So I'm done trying to convince people. You know, you don't want to wear them, don't wear them. But I'm just going to be smart about it. And I'm not saying that makes you a dumb, but you can read between the lines what I'm saying. I'm going to be smart about it. And, you know, when I do get back out, I'll do what I've been doing, wear a mask. And not because I'm trying not to get it, but because on the off chance that I pick it up, I'm trying not to give it to you, dickweed. Man, I am bummed. God.
Put that damn dog outside. Get it out of the studio. Hey, we're going to have Cedric Golden from the Austin American Statesman join the program at 5 o'clock. I don't know if you saw this, Fred, the list of demands from the athletes at the University of Texas. They've created a list of demands, and they are holding the university ransom. Have you seen any of this?
I did see this, and it'll be great to talk to him about it. And I think it's interesting, to say the least. I think it's an interesting story, and I want to dig into it. And I apologize for the dog. She's supposed to be in daycare, but she's been kicked out. So I'm going to have to go stick her in her kennel on the next break because our cleaning lady's still here. And every time she opens the door, the damn dog goes nuts. So, yeah, that's I will have that fixed on the next break.
All right.
But
are you going to put her up for adoption?
let's just say, I don't know how I would put this right now, but she is lost her first most favorite animal status.
Oh no, this sounds like an expensive problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on it at the moment, but I'm pretty sure it's going to come out at some point.
Okay,
so she's on not so double secret probation. It's out in the open probation.
All right, it's full blown.
Yeah. So speaking of full blown, what the hell were you doing today? Getting into it with...
I didn't do anything. Yesterday I read the joke, and I said, well, that seems like an odd joke. That's all. I don't think like I didn't. Here's the secret about me and Travis Johnson. I mean, we're not friends. We don't exchange text messages. We don't hang out. We've seen each other in passing in this building. But obviously I know who he is. He knows who I am. But I don't have anything personal against Travis even now. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a stupid Twitter beef. I don't think Travis is a bad guy. I just thought that it wasn't a great joke. And when I woke up and opened up my Twitter.com machine, I was greeted with, yo, F you, AJ is the real. And I mean, we had a discussion, and it probably got a little childish, I would say.
Yeah, you could say that.
You know, he took some shots at me. I took some shots at him.
Things like that.
Yeah, know? I mean, listen, it's I'm not that worked up about it. Like I said, I don't think Travis is a bad guy. I just didn't think the joke was funny, and I guess that was offensive to him. But it's not like a lifelong grudge I'll be holding. I can't speak for him. I don't know how he feels about me. I guess he thinks that I'm terrible on the radio, which is fine. He's not the first person to say that. He's not the first person to tell me that you carry our show, Fred. I've been told that my whole life. My whole life, before I even met you. I was told Fred Fauer carries.
That's weird, because I've been told the exact opposite for the last 10 plus years. Well, you're lucky to have AJ, loser.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, and that's personal taste, which is fine. And like I said, I hold no ill will. It's stupid, petty things to be arguing about, but you know, it is what it is. There's some people who were saying that that Trap dragged me today, which that's fine. There's some people saying that I made him look foolish. I don't know. I'm not the judge of beef on Twitter.com. I was a participant this time, so the people will have to judge. Although I'm pretty sure there's no trophy that they hand out for this. There's no prize, no cash prizes. So I'm not really that worked up over winning or losing said Twitter beef.
Yeah, I avoid those. Like, if somebody's coming after me for something, I'll give them their one shot, and then I just ignore it. And if they keep coming, I just block them. But yeah. I just don't see. For me, there's no point in it, because unless it's somebody I know and like and it's funny, then I'll do it, right? Like if that had been me and you going back and forth on something, and because I know it's not personal, it's or somebody like that, and probably with Travis, I don't know. I feel like we have a pretty decent relationship. I'm pretty sure I could go and do that, but I just avoid it unless I think it's going to be entertaining for the people. And I'll give you that, it was entertaining for the people.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was, seeing people yell back and forth at each other and call each other silly names.
We'll say this: your endurance for arguing via Twitter was
my endurance
astounding
for,
to me.
For arguing via Twitter is legendary, I must tell you. I mean, eventually it gets old, and especially like as I got closer and closer to the time when I was just gonna, I had to go to work. You know, some of us have, I've got a job to do here. I've got to, I can't argue on Twitter all day, as fun as this is. but yeah, it is what it is. I've had them before. It won't be my last Twitter beef. But you know, at least kudos to him for, if he felt I wronged him, he calls me out on it. That's fine. I don't think I said anything out of line though. I didn't, on the radio before this started, I didn't say like Travis is a bad guy. I mean, I did make fun of the fact that he was like at this, you know, this circle for change or whatever the hell they call it, the change event that the McNairs were putting on. And then the next day he's making jokes about shooting up the club. That just struck me as odd. If he took it personally, then, you know, I do apologize if he took it personally. I hope he didn't take it personally. That wasn't the intent. I just didn't think it was funny. And guess what? I say plenty of stuff on the radio that people don't think is funny. I say plenty of stuff on Twitter that people don't think is funny. But if someone calls it out and says, that wasn't funny, okay, I just kind of move on. And I don't get that worked up.
Yeah,
about.
I don't know if I see something. If I see something that's not funny, I just don't comment on it. Like, I'll give you a like if it's funny, but that's about it.
Well, the only reason I brought it up was because of the irony of him being on the McNair Circle of Change like 2 days beforehand. That's the only reason why it even became a topic in my mind. Like, otherwise, the tweet itself is just a tweet that I didn't think was all that funny. I wouldn't have mentioned it, but because it was Travis, and it had come up 2 days after that, that made it funny to me. So, is what it is.
713
I don't
says,
think he'll be inviting me to dinner anytime soon.
I think you guys should have a beer and kiss and make up.
We're not kissing. It's Corona time, Fred. Like, I'm pretty sure you realize unsafe.
There's nothing like Rona between friends. Come on. 713 says, damn, that's terrible about Lucky's. A lot of good memories there. World Series on the big screen, World Cup, St. Paddy's Day. Going to miss that place. Yeah, and Eric's story on Culture Map that's up. You think about it, everything they lost, and that's an expensive area, obviously, to lease. But you think about this, no St. Patrick's Day, no Astros, no Dynamo. Those are all their go-to things, and it just obviously was too much. And they are looking for another location, so hopefully they can.
Well, Lucky's reopen. Used to have several locations, correct?
Well, there's a couple others.
There was one
up north
in Cyprus. I don't think it's there anymore, but it used to be there.
No, that one's gone. But then there's another one up north that's still open. But the one in Edo, which is the one everybody went to for all the sporting events, and you know all the times they shut down the entire block to have parties. That one and the Lucky's Lodge across the street, which. Ironically, I found the best new steak night in the city 3 weeks ago, and I get 3 weeks of it before it gets shut down. But
maybe you're the reason it got shut down. Did you think about
maybe.
That?
Well, I wouldn't be able to go this week anyway unless I find out soon enough. But, yeah, it's a place that everybody, I think everybody who listened to this show has been to. And
well, we've done episodes
another,
there.
Yeah, we've done several, and I was hoping we were going to do a lot more, but apparently that's not going to be the case. And just one last thought on your Twitter beef. I was kind of disappointed to learn that we only have 10 listeners. That was one thing I took away.
Listeners.
Yeah, so Thanks to all 10 of you.
But yes, yeah. We appreciate the 10 of you.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 979 says, tell A.J. that some guy on Twitter is trying to cancel me for defending A.J. and Josh being called racist. You got called racist?
I get called racist regularly. I got called racist by, I've been called racist by black people, white people. I'm a racist simply because I brought in Josh, who is a racist, so I'm a racist by association. I'm a racist for saying that white privilege does exist, whether you believe it or not, and that was by a white person who called me, self-loathing, white guilt-ridden racist. What else did I get called a racist for? Oh, for thinking that defunding the police maybe wasn't the best way to go about it. Like, I don't have the answer to what is the best way to go about it, but I feel like defunding the police would only hurt areas of town that, you know, are already socioeconomically suppressed or oppressed. So I got called a racist for that. I think that's it this week that I've been called racist for. Okay. And the regular thing that I'm called racist for is not hiring a black person to be on air here, which this is also a little known fact. The only person I've hired to be on air since I've been the program director, really, I hired Booker T and Brad Gilmore, but The only like regular daytime show that I've like 7A to 7P show that I've hired is Josh Ennis, and I hired him for $0. So I don't know that falls into a race driven hire, but I don't know. I get frustrated because the people that know how I feel about social issues, including racial inequality. And I feel very strongly about it. I feel like I am not a racist, but I do think it's funny that I often get called a racist, and that's just part of the gig, I guess.
Yeah, I'll defend you on that. I mean, I think you try to do a lot to call racial injustice what it is, which a lot of people won't do. So, I don't.
Lamont said AJ's kind of racist for fighting with Trap during Black Time. Is that what we're calling this era of time is Black Time? That seems odd, but yes, a white person having an argument with a black person today it's probably not the day for me to do it. I guess you're right, Lamont. So I apologize on behalf of all white people for my behavior today. Holly says I'm sexist, but it's really mostly against her. It's not because she's a woman. It's just because she's a woman and she's like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to go down that road. I don't need it.
Does a mock draft.
That heat today.
Why not?
I've already had one Twitter beef.
If you're going to jump in the volcano, jump all the way, man.
I'll jump in the volcano on women in sports on Twitter. There's like, you'll see women in sports step up for our sisters. We want to promote you. Which one of you are doing something big today? We want you to have your voice. We want to be taken seriously. So I've posted a video of me in a bikini in a hot tub talking about a sports opinion, and that's my way of being taken seriously as a woman in sports. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm buying into this.
And then a hotter chick posts a video in a bikini, and she doesn't like her because she's hotter.
Yeah, this bitch is hating on me because she's hotter than me. It is sexist, I suppose, but you know, I've that's one thing. Listen, I've tried my best to be open to many isms, but sexism is one that apparently just I can't escape.
Well, one of our better texters left this off, but he says, you're a racist, liberal, COVID paranoid, bad radio host, mask wearing, Trump bashing, Texans, Rockets, Astros hater.
Pretty much, yeah. I think
that's it, right?
You nailed it. Did he say sexist? Was that in there?
No, he did not have sexist.
I'm also a bad dad, if you remember. I've gotten a couple of bad dad things.
No, but clearly he is... This was sarcasm font. Just
okay. Well, I couldn't read it. I don't have access to that. The text line, or B, the sarcasm font translator I don't have access to.
Yeah. Somebody says, AJ being called out by the guy bragging about his SAT score was classic Twitter. I missed that.
Yeah, there's a guy, and I've honestly, for my mental well-being, I've got to stop engaging with him. He was the guy who was... He's extremely, extremely woke, and I think the beginning of our arguments came around the time when I said that I don't believe free college is the answer, and if you want free college, do it the old-fashioned way and join the military, and then get your college paid for. But he's a feel the burn guy, so he was on to me about that. And I think he's one of those guys who, if you don't see exactly the way he sees politically, you're a racist, right wing nut job. And so that's what I am to him. So now, like, he jumped into that random conversation with Travis and I, and then while in that conversation, which, I mean, the conversation between Travis and I, while between a white man and a black man, had literally zero to do with race. There was no, there weren't even racial undertones to our conversation. It was just two guys going back and forth. There was never any insinuation of any sort of racial tension between the two of us. I didn't feel there was anyway. And this guy jumps on the thread. AJ's a racist because he hired that racist Josh Ennis and feels no remorse for it. So he's a racist as well. It's like, oh, okay. Well, thank you for jumping into to that conversation to prove to the black man in our discussion that he's arguing with a racist, a known racist.
Giants Bane says he knows you're racist because you don't drink stouts all year.
Listen, I've gotten to where it's like 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, I'm still drinking them now. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to pop on the next break. I've still got some of those narwhals that Gustavo gave me, so I'm going to probably pop one of those. But yeah, I think that makes you racist. I'm down. A racist, sexist, liberal. That's definitely a unique breed.
Well, listen, I'm a special guy. I'm a special guy.
I think it means you're doing something right.
I think what it means is you just can't make everyone happy.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. There's no point in trying. Did you see that your boy Bill O'Brien is trending?
I did. Bill O'Brien will take a knee.
Yeah, he's all for it. Again, I
do you think Bob McNair's rolling over in his grave?
I know what he's not saying. I think he's doing fine.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying that.
But honestly, I think any coach that doesn't now is going to be, that's going to become a story. We're going to have this whole story again about anthems, which, look who kneeled, look who didn't. I guarantee a coach that doesn't, it's gonna be news now. So, yeah.
Well, I still stand by this statement. I'm pretty sure everyone will be taking a knee on that opening Sunday. everyone. Maybe even Cal McNair will go out there all mustachioed, take a knee to show that he's down with the man. I'm telling you, I don't know. I think it can happen.
Have you seen him lately? I think if he took a knee,
when
he might not
I
be able
seen
to get
him?
Up.
Like, what, does he come outside? I guess well, I did see that, him on the round table.
He did that video That's last
true.
Week.
That's true.
And but yeah, he looks to me like if he goes down on a knee, he ain't getting up.
Well, I guess, yeah, you're probably right.
409 says, wait, isn't Fred a Brown and y'all get along? I'm a Brown
really,
in name
we
only.
Really, we don't get along, though.
No. God, no. No. We tolerate each other.
Yeah.
You know, for the 10 listeners out there who love us, we have to tolerate each other.
Yeah.
And I'm a Brown in name only, man. I mean, everybody thinks I'm white, and I pass for white.
You're only Brown when we go to the airport. And exactly. Really, since you got that special get-out-of-jail-free card that gets you through the airport, no one even bothers you with that anymore.
Yeah, I haven't had a single issue since I got that.
That was the best move you did.
All right, let's take a break.
OG Rebelina says AJ's not a racist, but he is a gay snake sexist.
Boy, he's never letting
he's
that story go.
He's never going to let go of the gay snakes.
And it wasn't the snake that was gay. The snake was the victim.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the
and
snake
did anybody
had
ever
no
find out if that snake was a boy or a girl? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because if it's a girl snake, then isn't it? Well,
that's not gay.
Know.
It's just it's bestiality, which is, I mean, way worse than gay in my book.
I mean, it's bestiality either way, whether it was a boy or girl snake.
True. But all is right. Gay bestiality worse than hetero bestiality?
No. To me,
once you cross that line into beast, it's like it's not like someone's like, well, was the snake pretty? Like, it doesn't, like,
that's a question for Pat Robertson.
No other detail matters once you're having relations with an animal. Like, it can be like, well, we have a special bond, a special connection. No, that doesn't count because it's still an animal.
Well, and technically it's rape because the animal has no control.
Right. Especially a snake who
has
no
consent.
No hands to stop you. Snakes don't speak a language that human ears can understand. So if that snake is in distress, no one would know. Yeah, it's absolutely rape.
Can I just tell you, it doesn't count if you say, hey, snake, if you want to have sex with me, say,
what
that
if
doesn't
you give,
count.
What if you give the snake money and you like leave some money on the counter for it and say, snake, listen, when this is over, if you take that money, that's none of my business.
281, Charlie Palillo, but was the snake pretty? Well done. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Bad, bad, like a masterpiece. Looking for a
dunk like an athlete. The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And TAA Rob said, just wanted to let you guys know it's no longer called bestiality. It's interspecies erotica.
Is that from Clerks?
I guess.
I think that's a Clerks reference.
Yeah. James said that's a Clerks reference. And we're getting a lot of people saying they're the 11th listener. So at least we have 11 now. I'm excited about that. So we appreciate all 11 of you. Man, a lot of people also bummed over the Luckies thing. If you didn't hear, Eric Sandler's got it on Culture Map. But Luckies and Edo and Luckies Lodge are shutting down after tonight for good. The hope is they'll find another location. But that sucks. I mean, while it's only been there 13 years, but it's become such a part of the community. And you know me, I like to support everything down here. And what personally sucks is Lucky's Lodge has become her new go-to place. I mean, after we went a few weeks ago for steak night, we've been there just a couple other times since. We've gotten to know all the staff. And, man, I feel bad for all those guys. I feel bad for all the people who would go there before games. I mean, that was our big Roughnecks deals. We'd go to Lucky's because they had BBH on tap and I could get pretty well lit before I ever got on the train to go to the game. And then we go to the games, and it sucked when we lost that, and now the fact that they're not going to be back is just a complete bummer. And it's just I hope that they can reopen in a location that where people can still go and pregame and be part of it. But that's a big loss for everybody down here. Now I'm getting a lot of people saying they're number 12.
What's number 12?
You can only be one number 12. There can't be four.
Oh my.
Oh wow.
That was strong. That hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that was legendary, man. So
Holly says the only way to make it right is to hire her and Quentin Dimps to host the midday show. The problem is I'm not allowed to hire Quentin Dimps because he's a former athlete. If you hire a black guy, he has to not be a former athlete. Otherwise, you're just trying to use that as like a token excuse. So I would have to hire a black guy who's not a former professional athlete. So that's what I'm going to have to start scouting.
Yeah, I think there's a misconception, and I don't want to get into defending things, but it's not like, you know, since either of us have been in management, it's not like we've hired people.
Right.
We've dealt with the people we had. We've had to move some things around. We've given a lot of people opportunities, but there hasn't been, you know, and even the Josh thing is kind of a, you know, that's a co-op deal. I mean, at some point, hopefully we'll get back to where we're hiring people and those will, you know, those will be discussions, I'm sure. But, you know, you have to consider everything when you hire somebody. And, you know, yes, you want, especially in a job like this, you want different voices. You want different approaches, which is why I do think Josh is a nice contrast to a lot of the other people we have on the station.
Even though he is white.
Right. So, oh, gosh, 832 said, don't forget about the three listeners on the stream. But that's part of the 10, right?
I would guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody said, what do you think about the UT players? We're going to have Cedric on at 5. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, yeah. Somebody says, I'm number 23. See, now that takes skill. Yeah, you just figure, hey, 37? Yeah. Hockley Dan said, Fred, can you ask Holly for me to stick to mock drafts?
Yeah, Holly, stick to mock drafts, honey. Stick to the kitchen and mock drafts.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we said you'd get more Twitch viewers with Holly hosting in a bikini. Yeah, we know how Twitch works.
Yeah.
Like, anytime we have a woman in there,
she would get bits.
I mean, it's funny because, like, we did that with Courtney one time, right? Said, okay, let's get this many Twitch watchers, and it was ridiculous. So before you start branding somebody sexist, maybe think about the fact that, oh, I hear Holly on the show today. I'm going to the Twitch channel.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's possible.
What is that?
I don't know what that would be considered.
Yeah.
But if they're going only because Holly is a girl, then I guess that's sexism, right?
Well, they're not tuning into the Twitch to look at you and me.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Although with that ponytail, you might be a guy.
I don't have the ponytail yet, but I was I think the gay Barry Melrose comparison is probably the closest thing I've heard now. So between lesbian Squire and gay Barry Melrose, I think that's, you know, I think those are accurate.
I wouldn't say they're inaccurate. I mean, I don't even need gay Barry Melrose. You just kind of look like Barry Melrose.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll take that. I mean, as a longtime hideous beast, I feel like anytime I'm compared to somebody who can at least be on TV, that's a positive.
I guess so. Yeah, I suppose so.
I take whatever small victories I can, AJ. And
yeah.
There's not many of them. So.
Yeah.
713 says, I'm number 39 and the only loyal listener in Seabrook.
You think you're the only one in Seabrook, huh?
Huh. Well, if we've only got 10.
That's true.
Or even 39.
He's our Seabrook one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Seabrook. And you represent all of Seabrook.
Yes.
So
Representation is very important.
Yeah. So when we do have some kind of vote on something important, you now get to vote for all of Seabrook.
All right.
I think that's the way it should work. 281 says, I've been listening to your show for years and always like it, but I just discovered today you guys are way funnier when I'm stoned.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Got our only listener from Huffman weighing in. So, only one in Highlands. Oh, man. This is going to be a very interesting day. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, yeah, we'll talk about the UT thing in a few minutes here. I'm kind of interested to get Cedric's take on that because that's, it is an interesting time in our world that people are actually, we're having conversations about things that maybe should have been talked about before and maybe some things that don't need to be talked about. But, yeah. Santos says, can I have the Pearland vote? Yeah. You're in.
Sold.
Brother Bear says, Doug Marone and Fred Fowler have never been seen in the same place at the same time. That is true. That is true. And, again, I take that as a compliment.
Didn't you go to a game in Jacksonville, though?
Oh, I did, but...
So maybe you were seen in the
same
place.
Did you see me in the stands?
I don't know.
No. I mean, did you see him? Did you actually see him the entire time when you guys were at the game in London?
I saw Fred in the stands. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, Eric was sitting right next to me the whole time. So,
was he on a radio or a phone the whole time, giving specific play calls?
I don't remember seeing that exactly. So,
Aaron, how could I do that with a beer in my hand the entire
time? That's
true.
I can attest to this. I've been in a building where I saw. Well, I'll say this: from where I sat, I could see Fred. I could see the figure holding the clipboard that appeared to be Doug Marone, but it could have been just some dude in a cloak. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
Well, it's possible I hired a body double just for that game.
It's and possible.
The way that game went, obviously I wasn't coaching it because they got their
what ass. Do you hire like to find a Fred Fowler body double? What are you looking for? What's the requirements physically?
Frumpy.
Frumpy, that's a good word.
Frumpy, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!